This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd LeBorowicz Show, Real Estate Radio and Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd LeBorowicz, and this segment is brought to you by Topaz Mortgage, our preferred partner for all your mortgage brokering needs. Well, in the studio with us now are the two brothers. They're from 123 Junk. One is Kevin Wheeler. He's with the business development, and you got Colleen Wheeler. He's the president. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having us.
So you started the business, Colin, and then you hired your little brother.
Yeah, I never saw that coming, but yeah, here we are.
Very cool. So it's interesting. I wanted to have you guys in the studio because, and we'll get into like what you do, but what's interesting is there's another group of guys that started about 20, 25 years ago in this area, did a lot of network, and now they're nationwide, and it's like unbelievable. And you guys have been in business for 7 years?
Just entered our seventh year, yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations. But I can see you guys like getting to that next level of being like national. And it's like, we're capturing you today, and I can't wait to have a look back in 5 years to see where you guys are going.
So, I used to know that guy. Yeah.
You know how
I'm
talking
about.
That's
what we're going for,
yeah. Well, he did a lot of B&I. He had people in every group and got his name out there. But let's talk about 123 Junk. My interpretation of what you guys do is somebody has something that has to get moved. You basically come out to the house for a small fee and you'll get rid of that product, but it can't really be damaged. Or it can.
So basically, you know, some of our businesses, people hire us to go into their home, their place of business. We charge a fee to pick the items up, haul it away. The fee's based on how much space the items occupy on the bed of our trucks. We're something of a mix sort of between a moving company, maybe a trash service, and a charity. If you were to marry the three of those together, you have junk removal.
Perfect. I mean, my question was, like with my brother, he had a couch removed and they couldn't get it through the door, so they took the legs off and he was going to put the legs in the trash. And they're like, no, we got to take that. Like, where was it going? Was it going to the trash or was it being donated?
Well, so I'll just get into it. Our process is 1, 2, 3 represents kind of our three-step process.
Okay. Let's get into that then.
Okay. Well, 1 is donate, 2 is recycle, 3 is dispose. So depending on the value of the items that we're hauling away, that sort of dictates where it ends up.
Okay. So let's talk about the number 1.
So number 1 is donate. You know, our objective, we realized really early on that people are willing to pay for a service like ours, but they wanted to see their stuff that was once valuable to them end up someplace other than the landfill.
Right. Like my aunt, she just moved out of her house, and I had to go to her house because it's like this person was coming one day, this person was coming another day. It was all separate donations, and we all had to take turns because the people had all these rules. We can't go in your garage. We can't go in here. We can't. There's all these like specific rules, and not a lot of people are able to have someone young to pick up the stuff and put it to where it needs to go. So you're the middle, you're the people that are like the glue to put it together.
So we often tell people that, you know, half the battle is getting it out of the house. I mean, anyone with a pickup truck can move something to a charity, and there are a lot of charities that offer their own version of pickups, but what they do is they require you to have it out at the curb. And so in order to safely remove an armoire down a, you know, an L-shaped staircase, a lot of times you want to hire the professionals. So we're essentially professional movers that do a little something different on the back end.
Okay, so you're basically the peace of mind because it is kind of frustrating trying to donate something and it's like they have all these rules and it's like, oh, I got to throw my back out.
So the advantage of like working with a junk removal company that has a focus on donation is that, you know, we're not limited to one charity. We have a group of charities that we work with. Each charity has sort of its own niche as far as the items it's willing to take. And we have a process for sort of thinning out the load, you know, giving charities dibs on the items, if you will. And if they don't accept them, we move on to the next one. And it's more of an exhaustive process than if you were to hire a charity or call a charity rather to come out and haul the stuff away for free. They would cherry pick, and we've seen that firsthand.
I've seen it. I've loaded the car up, gone to a donation, and they said, sorry, we don't take that.
Yeah,
it happened. And it's like, where'd I go in hell? Yeah. And then I had to like find another location. I'm like, oh, we want to take it. So you basically take care of all the needs.
And you have to think of it from the perspective of the charity as well. I mean, they need to be able to move product. And if they can't make money by selling it, then you know they're not going to make any money. And sometimes people don't realize that.
Okay. Well, let's go to number 2.
That's recycle. Kevin?
Yeah, so we work with third-party recycling companies that allow us to get rid of any electronics or metals, and this allows us to keep these items out of the landfill. The companies we use, they actually take apart the pieces of old electronics, and we'll recycle those items.
Well, the biggest item is these tube TVs.
Nobody will take it!
I know, exactly.
Everyone wants
a flat screen nowadays, so that's out of style.
And the flat screens are cheap, too.
No, it's the donation.
Yeah, they won't take them anymore.
They won't take it?
Yeah, yeah.
But you'll pick it up.
Yeah, and we'll give them to these third-party electronic recycling companies that will dispose of those. So they'll either put them back in use in places less fortunate or take them apart and actually use the pieces in other electronics.
Well, that's very, very helpful. Now, are you the first guys to do this, or does everyone? Well, I don't know anything about you guys. I see your trucks.
I don't believe we're the first to do it. I think we put a lot more emphasis into it than some of our competitors. I think everyone has some sort of donation or recycling aspect to their company. But I believe that we put that's where our name comes from, the 1-2-3, so.
I love it. I thought you were just trying to find a name, like 1-2-3 junk, and you were doing Google searches. You're like, oh, we'll just do this. But it's such a great concept. It's a great name. You got a great website. You guys are definitely going places. But by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me two brothers. They're Kevin and Colin Wheeler. They're with 1-2-3 Junk. They do junk removal made simple. And they got a concept of 1, donate, 2, recycle, or 3, dispose. I'm your host, Todd LeBorwood, and you're listening to Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, let's get into the number 3 out of 1-2-3 Junk. That is dispose. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
So what doesn't qualify for donation doesn't qualify for recycling, ends up as dispose. Usually that's the things that, you know, charity couldn't sell if they tried. It doesn't plug into the wall. So as far as electronics and stuff like that, it wouldn't be something that we could recycle. And so it has to go somewhere. And that's usually the stuff that's, you know, that's waste, trash. And that would end up going probably to the local transfer station.
Okay. So let's say I have a house, there's stuff that I got to get rid of and I'm just done. And I'm like, this is the good stuff that I think that a charity will want. And you guys will come in and basically do a price and say, we're going to put it on our truck. You know what to donate, you know what to recycle, and you know what to dispose of.
Our teams are trained to go in and kind of walk the client through the process. We're not professional organizers, so we tread that line very carefully because we don't get involved with the kind of psychological process of helping people determine what's for what. But we know sort of based on our experience with our charity partners and our recycling partners, which item would most likely, you know, qualify for each of those respective categories.
Okay, fair enough. And as far as the donation, does the homeowner that's paying for this, do they get a donation receipt saying that they donated it to charity, or?
Great question. So, you know, our benefit to the client, you know, part of the value add is that we send an itemized receipt from whichever charities were willing to accept the items. And that's sort of the feel good for them that, you know, we did in fact follow through on our brand promise, and some people use that for tax purposes.
Wait. So when you take it to the charity, you basically do a receipt of what they received and also the value of it?
And we send that back to the client explaining.
Do you know how huge that is? Because I keep getting these empty receipts. I don't even know what to put on them.
I mean, that's part of the process, yeah.
And it's not fair because I don't know what to put on there.
Yeah, so we don't put any kind of valuation on the receipts. We're just the middleman to communicate to the client what we were, in fact, successful.
Okay, so you're not putting values. You're just putting the item.
Yeah, that's for the client and their CPA.
Yeah, I just leave it for the CPA. I'm like, hey, it was 5 shirts. If you want to know the brand, I'll tell you. Now let's talk about the real estate agents, because a lot of people probably use you in the real estate industry when someone's moving out of a house because there's a lot of stuff that's left over before the home inspection. What are you seeing that's out there?
Real estate agents are a huge referral source for us. The value we bring to them is we help declutter their homes to get them staged and on the market. A lot of times they're going in houses and people are asking to paint, asking to change the floors, but the first step they need to take care of is decluttering the home so it looks good. And then they will bring in stagers or organizers afterwards to set up what we just cleaned out.
Wonderful. And then they get a receipt. And also, when is the right time for a homeowner to get in touch with you? Is it kind of like when they get a sales call? Like, when is the right time? Because it's a hard process.
A lot of times, they're getting to us. They don't think about the junk removal until it's like the last step. we think that they should call us initially to get that stuff out, and then they can go on with those other important tasks that they have to handle when they're taking care of the house. But the value of us is we can get out there usually in a 48-hour turnaround time that we can get, if they are in that bind, and we can get out there and help them facilitate that the move process.
Okay. Well, what I'd like to offer you, our listeners, is the opportunity to get in touch with 123 Junk. We got Kevin and Colin Wheeler. Definitely give them a shot. They're a local. They've been in business for 7 years. They run a great operation. And I'd like to see where they are in 10, 15 years, because I can totally see this taking off for you guys. Just call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444. So you guys are brothers in the business. Are you bringing any other family members on?
We have a third brother. He's up in Manhattan. We don't think he's interested in joining. Maybe okay. We'll open a Manhattan branch one day and we'll bring him in.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for being here. Kevin and Colin Wheeler from 123 Junk. Coming up next, we got Justin Pierce from Snow Goose Homes. He's going to talk about the stuff he's writing in the Washington Post, as well as his crowdfunding new concept that he's going to talk about and bring to life. We'll be right back after these messages.